Part 1. Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listening comprehension.
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. Tom's mother will buy a model plane for him as his birthday present.Tom's mother will buy a model plane for him as his birthday present.
2. We stood close together under the umbrella trying to keep dry. We stood close together under the umbrella trying to keep dry.
3. The earthquake has done huge damage to the city.The earthquake has done huge damage to the city.
4. My father fixed the dripping tap as soon as he arrived home. My father fixed the dripping tap as soon as he arrived home.
5. Three children are swimming happily in the swimming pool. Three children are swimming happily in the swimming pool.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
6. My roommate and I are going to see a film tonight. Would you like to join us?
Sounds great. When shall we meet?
The film starts at 7:40. Maybe we can meet at the entrance 10 minutes earlier?
No problem. See you then.
Question. When will they meet for the film? My roommate and I are going to see a film tonight. Would you like to join us?
Sounds great. When shall we meet?
The film starts at 7:40. Maybe we can meet at the entrance 10 minutes earlier?
No problem. See you then.
Question. When will they meet for the film? 7. Good evening. I have booked a room. My name is Sophie Smith.
Okay, let me check. I have got a nice room with a balcony for you. Here is your room cards.
Question. Where does this dialogue probably take place? Good evening. I have booked a room. My name is Sophie Smith.
Okay, let me check. I have got a nice room with a balcony for you. Here is your room cards.
Question. Where does this dialogue probably take place?8. Tom, what do you think of the new restaurant?
I went there last week, and it is not as good as I expected.
Question. What does the man think of the new restaurant? Tom, what do you think of the new restaurant?
I went there last week, and it is not as good as I expected.
Question. What does the man think of the new restaurant? 9.Could you bring my calculator back? I need it for my maths exam.
Sorry, I dropped it. And now some buttons don't work properly.
Question. What is the boy's problem? Could you bring my calculator back? I need it for my maths exam.
Sorry, I dropped it. And now some buttons don't work properly.
Question. What is the boy's problem? 10.
Don't you ever go home? Every time I see you, you are here in the library, reading through your books.
Actually, I would like to call this quiet corner my home.
Question. What can we learn from the woman? Don't you ever go home? Every time I see you, you are here in the library, reading through your books.
Actually, I would like to call this quiet corner my home.
Question. What can we learn from the woman?C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Good afternoon. Sorry to have kept you waiting. How can I help you?
Oh, no problem. I'm interested in booking a holiday to Australia and wonder if you could tell me what deals you have.
Sure. Are you only looking for flights or a package holiday with everything included?
When you say everything, what do you mean?
Well, a package holiday would include your flights, hotels, meals, day trips to different places of interest, and transport to and from the airport.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I'm going with my family, so it would be nice to have everything taken care of.
How long do you want to go for, and what dates?
2 weeks around Christmas time would be great.
Okay, let me check that for you. Here's one. 14 nights in southeastern Australia, 5 nights in Sydney and 5 nights in Melbourne. And then for the other 4 nights, you can choose from a list of trips to other places nearby. For example, if you're interested in wine, you could go on a tour of the places where they grow grapes and make wine.
That sounds great. We can choose some activities ourselves. I will book this one.
Good afternoon. Sorry to have kept you waiting. How can I help you?
Oh, no problem. I'm interested in booking a holiday to Australia and wonder if you could tell me what deals you have.
Sure. Are you only looking for flights or a package holiday with everything included?
When you say everything, what do you mean?
Well, a package holiday would include your flights, hotels, meals, day trips to different places of interest, and transport to and from the airport.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I'm going with my family, so it would be nice to have everything taken care of.
How long do you want to go for, and what dates?
2 weeks around Christmas time would be great.
Okay, let me check that for you. Here's one. 14 nights in southeastern Australia, 5 nights in Sydney and 5 nights in Melbourne. And then for the other 4 nights, you can choose from a list of trips to other places nearby. For example, if you're interested in wine, you could go on a tour of the places where they grow grapes and make wine.
That sounds great. We can choose some activities ourselves. I will book this one. D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子。每个空格填一词。
In the doctor's waiting room, the patients, men and women, old and young, were sitting quietly on the chairs, waiting for their turns. Billy, a schoolboy, was sitting there too. Everyone looked very sad, except for Billy. He was reading an interesting story in a magazine, and there was a smile on his face. Just then, the doctor came in to say he was ready for the next patient. Billy jumped up and ran into the doctor's room. Good morning, doctor. Good morning. What's your trouble, young man? Asked the doctor. Before Billy could say a word, the doctor made him lie down on the bed. Now, let me listen to your heart, the doctor said. Billy tried to speak, but the doctor told him not to say anything. I'll take your temperature, the doctor said. Billy tried to sit up, but the doctor stopped him. Now, open your mouth. Good. After a moment, the doctor said, Well, my boy, you haven't got a fever. There's nothing serious. In fact, there's nothing wrong with you. I know there isn't, said the boy. I just came to get some medicine for my father. In the doctor's waiting room, the patients, men and women, old and young, were sitting quietly on the chairs, waiting for their turns. Billy, a schoolboy, was sitting there too. Everyone looked very sad, except for Billy. He was reading an interesting story in a magazine, and there was a smile on his face. Just then, the doctor came in to say he was ready for the next patient. Billy jumped up and ran into the doctor's room. Good morning, doctor. Good morning. What's your trouble, young man? Asked the doctor. Before Billy could say a word, the doctor made him lie down on the bed. Now, let me listen to your heart, the doctor said. Billy tried to speak, but the doctor told him not to say anything. I'll take your temperature, the doctor said. Billy tried to sit up, but the doctor stopped him. Now, open your mouth. Good. After a moment, the doctor said, Well, my boy, you haven't got a fever. There's nothing serious. In fact, there's nothing wrong with you. I know there isn't, said the boy. I just came to get some medicine for my father.